Today's Leading Women, episode 667, with the wonderful Dawn Michael.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Dr. Dawn Michael. Dr. Dawn Michael has spent years helping and educating women, men, and couples about healthy sexuality. She is an author, public speaker, and in private practice. After she earned her PhD in human sexuality, Dr. Dawn began to give lectures on sex education, female sexual empowerment, as well as help couples work on their intimate lives together using her program. Dr. Dawn continues to work with couples and individuals in private practice, as well as continuing her interest in teaching, writing, lecturing, and developing systems in the field of sexuality, psychology, communications, and relationships. Dr. Dawn is the author of her new book, My Husband Won't Have Sex With Me, which opens up conversation about a very taboo topic that most women will not even talk to their best friend about. To learn more, visit www.thehappyspouse.com and sexualhealthandwellnesscenter.com. Again, sexualhealthandwellnesscenter.com. I will make sure to have this on the show notes as well. So that's thehappyspouse.com and sexualhealthandwellnesscenter.com. Women of the world, Dr. Dawn Michaels. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to speak with you today, Marie. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome. I'm delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Dr. Dawn, I really love what you're doing with your business, especially this niche that you have carved out, this topic that is such an opener, and I'd love to expand more about it as we go through. But thank you for being part of the inspiring our listeners here at Today's Leading Women. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, the sweat, equity, the knowledge, and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind.
Okay.
So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche? And I'd love for you to at least enlighten our listeners with what you do as a clinical sexologist and a psychologist, and yeah, in this topic that I'm sure a lot of our listeners are interested in knowing more about it. So I'll let you share that one with us.
Thank you. I will say that the idea of clinical sexology and helping people with their sex life isn't something that I set out to do initially. I started out as a marriage therapist and going through my own journey in my life and some of the troubles that I had, I began to write. And I started writing about topics that no one really wanted to talk about. And I got amazing feedback. And I felt that I wanted to help these people more. So I went back to school again to finish getting certified as a clinical sexologist and get my PhD.
All right. I love what you are, what I'm hearing about your business. And yeah, it was like, really listen to every word that you said, because this is something that will interest all of us, I'm sure. But a lot of people I know, you know, don't have. I mean, it's kind of don't enjoy this part or don't have a great experience in this area. A lot of people, there are a lot of people I know that have challenges on this, and having you as an expert in this niche that would help them is such a, I'm sure, such a relief for people. So love that you you shared that one with us, and you expounded about clinical sexology. So I have to use that word. Now that being more put in the mainstream for our listeners and be able to, for them to understand and be aware of what the word is and what you do, great. But what continues to inspire you doing this business?
What inspires me is that most people at some point in their life are going to have problems with their sex life, be it by themselves, in a relationship, in a marriage, and they really don't know who to turn to. Because we simply don't have the education available for people to just get on their computer and get the right information. So when I have couples come to my office, my goal is to educate them enough and help them to bring back the intimacy in their marriage. Because the reality is, the intimacy is the foundation of their marriage and the glue that holds them together. And if they don't know how to communicate what turns them on, what their pleasures are, what turns them off, then they're lost in their relationship. And I feel so privileged every time I have a couple come in and they are open enough to tell me about the most intimate part of their life and that I am able to help them.
Yeah, that is so true. I mean, it really is about bringing intimacy into the relationship. You know, the expressions, I know it's the word sex can mean a lot of different things to people, but it's about that intimacy that that you experience, that people experience in a relationship, building that intimacy. And there's a lot of expressions on how to express that intimacy, especially in the sexual terms. So, wow, that is so amazing. But let's talk about being an entrepreneur. I'd love for you to share, our listeners, what are some of your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
I would say to women, the most important thing is to follow your passion. Do something that you're passionate about, something that inspires you, that you feel can help other women and inspire them. That's my number one. My number two is, you know, sometimes you will be doing things, and especially with me talking about sex, and people will have their own judgment on you. What you have to do is always be true to yourself. And always be honest about your feelings. And if you feel that something is right, then you go for it. Because everybody's going to have their own idea what's right for them. But it doesn't mean it's what's right for you. And the third thing is balance. You have to have balance in your life. And for women, especially because they multitask, if you don't give yourself time to reflect and time to rest, then you're not going to be at your very best when you're trying to fulfill your dreams.
All right, so that's having that passion, being true to yourself and to your feelings, and having balance in your life. Very important qualities or traits here that Dr. Dawn just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate and adopt them into our lives. So let's talk about the challenges being an entrepreneur. I know this is, I'm sure you've made a lot of remarks or feedback from other people about your niche, but I'd love for us to talk about the challenges that you have experienced as an entrepreneur, because as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being and To get through those challenges takes a very special person, and our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business, and how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
I would say my challenges are going back to what I just talked about, the passion, being true to yourself, and you know, having balance. Being a clinical sexologist, most people don't know what that is. And the field is an extremely highly trained discipline where we have to know about psychology, religion, anthropology, biology, zoology, human sexuality, and be able to get past our own judgment of ourselves. Being an entrepreneur and going for, you know, this type of career, which I have gotten many comments on throughout my, you know, writing on the internet, but I always knew that my goal was to help people. I wanted to help people, and that was through education about how to have a healthy sex life. And again, it's staying on that path, not getting off that path, and then having the balance in your life. I cannot say that over and over again about balance and health and taking care of yourself so that you can follow your passion.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, I agree with you. I mean, as much as this topic is, I'm sure there's a big discussions about this, and but there are certain areas or certain people that are still like a taboo, and that's where education and creating awareness comes in, especially with what you do. I mean, I can totally imagine, because sometimes, I mean, for me as well, I mean, growing up, I didn't learn about sexuality and sexual health until I was grown up and going to school and like that. And the good thing is that, I mean, being able to have that freedom of expression where you can express how you feel, and if you have, especially if you have a partner that understands and cater to your needs, and vice versa, because I believe that it's a two-way thing. I'm glad that you are there helping educate people and become aware of this, and especially to explore, because there is such a great benefit. If you look at it on that kind of perspective, I mean, sexual health, sexual experience, great sex experience is important. It's a human need. It's a basic need for people. Yeah. So I look at it if you look at it in that context, and of course there are going to be people who are going to be, you know, putting judgment or saying things. But I believe that the more we educate people, the more they understand and given the opportunity for them to express how good it feels like to have a healthy sexual life. I think that is, that's the road where they can be more open and more receptive. And I'm sure you've experienced this while working with your clients. So great that you shared that one with us. And I love what you said about really taking care of yourself. I mean, I know this is an area that probably, or most of the time, we don't give time to. But it's really important, because it's so counterintuitive. I mean, if you put time for yourself, take care of yourself, we become more productive, we stay healthy, not just stay healthy physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. So really important to put time for that area of your life. And also other areas of your life that are important to you. Of course, you have a business, but there are other areas also that are important to you. So let's learn from these challenges and apply these tips that Dr. Dawn just shared with us. All right, let's talk about success and what success means to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and where that success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, would like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
The success that I feel is when I have couples that I've been working with, or women or men, and they will come back in and they will say, thank you so much, or, you know, what you have offered to me, it has worked. I have been in a room with my couples and I'm crying along with them because they never thought that they would be able to have sex again, or they thought that their marriage was over. Or I had one woman who doctors told her for years and years she wouldn't be able to have an orgasm again. And she came in and I told her what to do. And after a few sessions, she all of a sudden was orgasmic. And these are the things that make me so proud about what I do. And that's how I measure my success. I've always found that if you focus on wealth or money or, you know, being in the limelight, that's not really what's going to make a person happy in the end. What makes me happy is knowing that I've done right by myself, that what I'm saying can help other people, I can help heal other people, and therefore it heals myself along the way. And to me, that is success.
Yes, I mean, nothing is so as fulfilling or as gratifying than getting great feedback from happy clients that we serve. Yes, and it's such a joy being able to serve them and seeing or hearing or getting great feedback from them because you've impacted their lives. Absolutely. All right. Now, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience, so take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success, or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
As far as concrete advice and things that I did that helped promote myself, I used article writing. So I would get on the internet and I would become associated with different online magazines, and I would write for them because I enjoy writing. And through that, I was able to build an audience through my writing. The other thing that I would recommend is social media. Coming up with a Facebook page is great because you're having interaction with people. It's on a personal level. You can even answer questions. I've used Twitter. I think social media, really understanding social media a little bit better and involving yourself on the computer, coming up with a blog, having a website, these are all very important in today's marketing of yourself, because, you know, going around and giving lectures is great. I love to do that. But reaching a worldwide audience is unbelievable. Some of my articles, you know, they're posted all over the world. And that's, you know, that's going to be on the internet forever. And people still contact me from articles I wrote 5, 6, 7 years ago. That would be number one. Number two is managing your time. You know, making a list in the morning, whatever it is that you need to do to manage your time, because nobody else is managing it for you. And number three, this is your baby. Nobody is going to do what you can do for your own business as well as you can do it. Do not hand over the reins. You know, you can ask for help, but remember, this is your baby and you need to be in charge of it.
Love these tips that you shared with us. Golden nuggets there. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. The first one is to build your audience, especially online. And whether that be through blogging, through writing, through interacting on social media, it's really important to have a web presence, an online presence, because we, the technology we have nowadays, we are able to catch a wider net of influence all over the world. And if you are not online, you are really missing out, especially connecting with people around the globe. So really important to establish your web presence and create contents that people would love to consume and that would benefit them. Love what you said about managing your time. That is so important. And of course, to be really hands-on on your business. I know, I'm sure for a lot of, or for most of us, our businesses are baby, and sometimes it can be a challenge because we don't want to let other people take control of it. But it's also important to be able to delegate some of the tasks, but be hands on with your business, because like what Dr. Dawn says, no one's going to take care of your business as much as you do. And that is so true. So really important concept there, especially for our listeners out there who are just starting out. So let's take action on these tips that Dr. Dawn just shared with us, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not least, I love to talk about what you do and try to educate and share as much as we can in the time that we have for our listeners. So tell our listeners, what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and who are the people that you mostly work with or will benefit from your services?
Okay. I did not want to forget my new book coming out. It's an article I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago. I was not expecting for it to get the attention that it did. The title is My Husband Won't Have Sex With Me. And at one point, it was getting 4,000 hits a day. And from the comments, which were over 2,000 comments, I created a book to talk about this very taboo topic. So this is one of my big projects I'm working on right now. My book should be out next month worldwide. And the other thing I would like to say is, you can find me. I'm in Southern California. My business is a sexual health and wellness center where we help individuals and couples that have sexual issues, both medical and psychological. And the other place you can find me is on my other website, The Happy Spouse. I've got articles and interesting facts up there. I have sexual aid toys. I like to work with Lalo and some of their products. And lastly, I have a Twitter and YouTube. So please check out some of my YouTube videos. And was there anything else that you had some questions on or wanted to know more about me?
All right. So you said you have a sexual health and wellness center in Southern California where you help people both in their sexual issues, both psychological and physical. So this is on location. What about our international audiences? How can they, for example, if they want to connect with you and want to get help from your services, how will they be able to get that?
Well, I offer counseling on Skype. I also offer it over the telephone, as in my office. I work from people all over the world. I've helped people, in United States of America, all the way from Australia. So you can definitely get a hold of me through my website. The other avenue you can do is I have hundreds of articles out there. I just put one out on She Knows, and you can leave a comment there, and most likely I will comment back. This one is Why Your Sex Drive is Mismatched with Your Partner, which is a really interesting topic. So you can reach me there by leaving comments, and obviously on my website and through the phone.
All right, so the website is www.thehappyspouse.com or at sexualhealthandwellnesscenter.com. So for international audiences, Dr. Dawn does counseling also over the phone or via Skype, so that's good. You don't have to be in person in her office in Southern California. She can do Skype and phone as well. There you go. All right, and for your book, it's coming out next month. And all right, and highly encourage you to watch out for that. I'll be putting the link on the show notes, and I'm sure it's going to be available on Amazon, right?
Amazon, Barnes and Noble's, and bookstore, and I will send you your own personal copy too, so maybe we can come back on, talk a little more about it.
Yes, absolutely. I would love to do a follow-up interview specifically talking about your book, because this is an area that really, as a nurse myself, and it's not just for those with sexual issues, for example, but also education for the general public. I think it's high time that we talk open about this, about sex and orgasm and the benefit of it. I mean, especially for women, there's a big movement led by one of the doctors on sexuality that, yeah, orgasms are really proven to be beneficial, to be able to achieve that height of expression are really important. So love to have another conversation about that. And yes, for our listeners, it is going to be available on Amazon because we have a lot of international audiences and Amazon has been really great in getting these books to them. So that's awesome. I'll have the links available on the show notes as well. And watch out for that. So do you know when next month or approximately?
Well, we are just finishing up the editing right now. It is a very long process. I had no idea what goes into really, you know, putting a book out, but I'm hopeful it's going to be out at the end of this month. I will send a link out in about 2 weeks for pre-sale. So that should be going up. I will have it on my website. There'll be a separate website for it. It'll be all over all my, my social media, and I'll send you a link as well.
Yeah, so make sure to connect with Dr. Dawn on social media as well, and also to sign up for her newsletter on her website so that you can be updated when her book comes out. I'm going to be watching out on this as well. So again, that links are www.thehappyspouse.com and sexualhealthandwellnesscenter.com. Follow her on social media.
I'm sorry. And Twitter, you can get all the latest information on Twitter. My Twitter handle is Sex Counseling.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so Twitter, Sex Counseling. All right, so yeah. I'll make sure to link this to your show notes as well. And just, or Google Dr. Dawn Michael. I'm sure you will be able to connect with her as well. She's all over the web. So connect with her via social media or on her website as well. Dr. Dawn, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you for having me. You have a great day.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.